Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome, everyone, and gosh, thank you so much for joining us today. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I am your host, Kim. I'm here with Tom Spence. How are you doing, Tom?
Everything is well, Kim.
All right. You got your Mother's Day together?
It is all good to go. Okay. Kids are buttoned up, dialed in, and we're ready to have fun tomorrow.
You know, I just want to ask you, in fact, I'm going to ask Sean this, and I want to welcome Sean and Linda McCarthy here from BNI. That is a business networking organization, and you guys are all over. You guys are so sweet. You always invite me to all your great things, and the people there are so nice. I love it. So welcome, and thank you so much for being on my show today. But you know what I want to ask, because it's Mother's Day, tomorrow, and do you, even though it's not your mother, Colleen is your wife, right? Do you make sure that's a great day for her?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
100%. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mommy and my kids' mommy, they all have a good time.
There you go. So cool. So we won't talk about what Colleen's got in store for her, but how about you, Sean? Is that something that you usually take care of?
It's Mother's Day tomorrow, really?
Oh, God. Okay. Uh-oh. Linda, plug your ears, right? Well, for any of our moms out there, you know, I just want to say, you know what? We need to honor ourselves, right? Linda, you did a big thing a while back with your mom, right?
I did.
And that was amazing. Brought tears to my eyes, and we'll talk a little bit about that, too. But anybody that is just joining us right now, I want you to remind you that I'm on every morning, a Saturday morning from 6 to 7. That is with my husband, too. He gets up. That's our coffee time.
There you go.
And, of course, Tom Spence. And we're talking today. We've got Sean and Linda McCarthy on, and we're going to talk a little bit about networking and what BNI is. And we're going to talk with Carrie, and we're going to talk about, Lisa Carey from the Strawberry Festival. We're going to be giving some more tickets. It's only 2 weeks away.
Wow.
And that's a great, they've got so many things going on there.
Yeah,
right?
It's lots of fun. It's the 30th annual Strawberry Festival, mm-hmm. as a matter of fact. And Lisa has been with it for years and years and years. One of the biggest events in California.
She really? It's huge.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's as festivals go, there's like the Garlic, and there's a few others here and there. But the Strawberry Festival, on its draw for 2 days, is epic.
Lisa does a great job. I mean, she's like...
Former ice skater.
Oh, I didn't know that. You know all these little secrets. All right. Well, anybody that's just joining us right now, I want to give out our phone number, 805-419-0008. 805-419-0008. And if you want to talk to us, give us a call here. Also, if you miss any part of our show, you can go to KimPaganoShow.com or... and listen there. All my shows are downloaded there. Also, you become one of our friends. I have everything going on that's anywhere around here listed on my Facebook. So become one of our friends there at Kim Pagano Show. Anyways, so Sean and Linda, tell us a little bit about yourselves. And, you know, I have to just say, you guys are always so happy. How does that, working as a couple together, but yet at the same time, you guys have your own personal independent personalities.
Mm. Well, Mama always said, just be good to people and you'll have a lot more fun. And we enjoy life. We just get a kick out of it. And we try not to take too much too seriously because we're old enough to know that all the crummy stuff happens for a little while and all the good stuff happens for a little while, and they trade off, and you live long enough, you realize that, and it's only for a season.
So kind of like it's a big circle, right?
It's a big circle.
You know, I was just talking to my dad just a second ago, and he's always kind of told me to pick myself up, dust myself off, and keep going on, right? Mm-hmm. Because that's the way life is.
Yeah.
But, you know, sometimes I feel like life is like you just keep chipping away at the mountain. Is that kind of how you guys think about it?
Well, kind of, sort of. I mean, it is kind of a mountain, and you'll probably never get through it all. But you can look for joy in the things that you learn from good and bad times. and the people that were there that came in and out of your life.
Right. And you know, you have a huge outlet, network of people. Where do you find all these people, or do they find you?
Well, actually, we very much started out seeking them. I mean, we believed in getting involved with the community. We think the community, when they are behind you personally and professionally, is pretty amazing for your career. And so that's some of the things that we teach our clients and our philosophy. But definitely we sought. And at first, nobody knew who we were, so we just had to make a splash. And you have to put yourself out there, your body, in play. People have to see what you look like, act like, and smell like.
Ooh, smell too?
Amen. In order to trust.
And, I like that.
So you find places to do that, and that's what, you know, the networking and the community involvement
now,
has to
what
do.
Did you do before BNI?
Well, I'll start with that. I was in the retail industry, the grocery store business, for many, many stressful years. It's a very tough business. And actually, that's where I met Linda, was in the grocery store.
Was she grocery shopping?
No, she was actually working for a company as a sales rep. And I was the lucky produce clerk there that happened to stumble upon her, asked her to lunch, and we've been together ever since.
So how long have you guys been together?
We've been together 18 years as a couple now.
Wow.
Been married about 15 years now.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And do you have children?
I have a son from a previous marriage in his early 30s.
And now does he do what you guys do?
No, he doesn't. He's doing his own thing, discovering himself in Orange County.
Ah, there you go.
You know, just having a good time.
Great. So what makes BNI so special?
Well, Business Network International being a business referral marketing program for businesses, and we help create an environment for business. Mostly owners, but business owners are commissioned salespeople to develop more referral business. And we create that environment by providing some structure and some policy and a whole lot of training on ethics and then presentation skills and then training on how to be great in a group that you want to network with and then how to be a great group as a whole. So that's what we do with our BNI clients, and we put them in small groups. We call them chapters.
So, okay. So say, you know, I have a radio show that I want to get out there, right? Or somebody has a business that they want to promote. What would be the first thing that they would do in your chapter? I know you do a lot of open houses and mixers. Those seem to be really successful.
They are, and they are an extracurricular activity. For us, they're not the main thrust of our business. They're a chance for actually all of our clients and then for the business community in general to meet up. Business people that would like to get involved in our program need to visit a BNI chapter where their business category is open because it's only one person per profession. And so they need to apply. And they'll need to be accepted by the membership committee. They'll have references checked.
Oh, so they have to be accepted.
They have to be accepted. They go through a screening process.
Wow.
Licenses need to be checked out, certifications.
Ah, so it's
and they
a
have to be recommended by somebody in the group.
They have to be recommended.
It's an invitation. That's why, really, Sean and I don't do a lot of overall traditional marketing advertising because truly BNI members are invited by other BNI members and or us.
Wow, that's really interesting, isn't it, Tom? That it, you know, you have to be invited. So they're already connected to somebody.
That's good. It's one big cohesive group of people working business in the area.
Absolutely.
Nice.
Yeah, and our then there's no obligation to visit a chapter. So we encourage people, you know, once they get an invitation, to go check out the group and see what you think, because that's seeing the group in action is going to answer most, if not all, of your questions about our organization.
Right.
I just want to remind anybody that's just tuning in right now that you're listening to the Kim Pagano Show. And right here on KVTA 1590, we're talking with Sean and Linda McCarthy. And they are connected to the BNI. Is there several groups? Chapters everywhere, right?
Yeah, we have 23 chapters of BNI here in Ventura County. That's the area that Linda and I oversee as
23 chapters?
23 chapters.
That you guys personally oversee?
We do.
We own them. BNI is a franchise. They are our clients. We purchase the rights to put on the program.
Wow.
So, yeah, and BNI is a worldwide organization, as the name implies. It is indeed international. It's now in 51 countries around the world with over 6,500 chapters and over 150,000 members. So it started with one chapter down in Arcadia, California, and that chapter is still there to this day, believe it or not, with some of the original members. And now here we are in 2013 with 6,500. So pretty awesome.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk a little bit more. We're going to take a really quick break, and when I get back, we'll find out a little bit more about how people can get involved and what kind of people really, it seems like a party every time I've been there. So anyway, stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show.
Debbie, wow, you look great. What have you done?
It's my plastic surgeon, Dr. Curtis Perry. He gave me my look back. He's also an award-winning sculptor.
You look so natural. I've been thinking about plastic surgery. Where is he?
He's in Agoura Hills, and his consultations are free. Call him. Here's his number, 818-661-0791.
You would never know. That's it. I'm calling today.
Dr. Curtis Perry for all your cosmetic surgery with a sculptor's artistry. Call 818-661-0791. That's 818-667-0791.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Stronghold Schools is an alternative learning program in Ventura for any parent whose child is not doing well or absolutely thriving in the current educational system that they're in. Stronghold is a way for that child to excel in every aspect of their life, whether it's academically, behaviorally, and overcome any challenge that they find themselves in. You can find us at Stronghold School Systems in Ventura, 805-830-5850, or visit us at our website, strongholdschools.com. Our motto at Stronghold Schools is that absolutely no child is broken, and they have the God-given right to overcome any challenge and any obstacle they find themselves confronted with, and our students do.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We're talking with Sean and Linda McCarthy right now, business networking organization, BNI. I've been to several of their get-togethers, and it always seems like a party to me, and they're really just really down-to-earth great people, and I just wanted to, you know, learn a little bit more about you and get some tips for our listeners that if they have a business and they want to, you know, do it other than, you know, the radio like we do it here, but there's so many ways to network. Right. So give us some tips that, you know, tell us a little bit more about what we would find at BNI.
Okay, well, first of all, networking is based on trust. People, when they network, are looking, the ones that know how to network, are looking for other people that can open up doors for them, not necessarily just become their clients. So when people go to networking events, they limit themselves if they just try to sell their products to everyone they meet, as opposed to trying to create a referral partner relationship where these people can open up doors for you. I mean, you don't get into places like Amgen and, you know, MGM Studios or whatever you want to, anything.
Without,
you know,
knowing somebody.
Without knowing someone.
So, again, it's kind of like it's not what you know, it's who you know.
It really is who
and,
you
and
know.
And that's kind of what you guys.
Yeah. And how well you know them is what I like to say.
Oh, yeah, because that could be right.
Well, certainly people shouldn't be opening up their Rolodexes to somebody they met for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Reason why BNI was created and the things that you're talking about partying, well, we have party events, but weekly our chapters meet to develop trust, have a serious meeting with an agenda where we can get the message about our business across and then display our good character, because trust is huge in order for you to share connections. You're just not going to open up connections to someone without a huge trust relationship going on. It's kind of like a marriage, and it needs to be taken that seriously. And I think where the business community has a myth around is just that. They don't understand the long-term commitment to another professional to be a referral partner for them to open up doors and vice versa.
What happens at your weekly? So when they make a commitment to be in BNI, it's kind of a whole, I mean, there's a lot to it. It's not what I just get to go to, right? It's the party part of it.
Yeah.
What
yeah,
is
our,
that?
Well, our chapter meetings follow an agenda. It's a structured environment, very very positive and supportive. It's an agenda that's been fine-tuned over the 28 years that BNI has been around, so they've gotten all the bugs out. Works very, very well. It's an environment where everybody gets equal airtime, so you get a chance to talk about your business, share ideas, contacts, and information, and we coach and train on how to do that well. That's part of our role as executive directors of BNI, is to coach on how to present yourself well, how to talk about your business, and so on. So it's a marketing program that works very, very well for all kinds of businesses. And because it's not so much about the business as it is about the person, because people do business with other people. And like Linda said, people they know, like, and trust. And we look for people with great hearts and great attitudes that are coachable, because coachable people will win.
Amen. I love it. You know what we're going to do is let's move on. We're going to come back to this because this is so important. But I do have Lisa Carey on, and we're going to give away some tickets to Strawberry Festival.
Woo-hoo.
And again, I want to give out our phone number, 805-419-0008. You're going to not want to miss this. It's the 30th anniversary. And Lisa, are you there?
Oh, I am. Are you kidding? I wouldn't miss it. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. We got lots of networking going on here.
Come on.
We got Sean and Linda McCarthy from BNI here, and we're talking about how to get connected, and you are one of the connectors out there. So.
Well, I have fun because there's so much going on with the Strawberry Festival. Every time I turn around, there's something new.
Wow. So tell us, okay, give us date and time and what we're going to find out.
Well, it's coming up, not this weekend, but the next weekend, and that's May 18th and 19th. It's 10 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. both days. And with it being the 30th anniversary, we've got some amazing contests going on, kind of just to get everybody in the act. We have a very best dressed baby contest. You can bring your little infants all dressed up in strawberry bling, and they can win prizes.
Lisa, is that something new?
Yes.
Okay.
This is the first time it's done.
I like it. Okay.
And then we have a very best dressed, very best hat contest.
Okay. I just went to Kentucky Derby, so okay, you just got to put more strawberries on there, right?
Yeah, totally.
Okay.
And then we also have a dance contest where you take 30 minutes to learn a choreographed number, and you're up there with teammates. There's five on a team. And it's a one-minute dance, and you are able to win $100 and have fun and just be on the stage at the California Strawberry Festival.
I just want to know one thing, Lisa. Are you going to be on stage?
I'm going to be on stage rooting for everybody.
Oh, okay, I just wanted to make sure. Okay, I like it. So now this has been going on for 30 years, right?
30 years. This is the 30th anniversary, and strawberries are looking good. We're going to have all our delicacies out there, and strawberry pizza, strawberry kebab, strawberry popcorn. We even have strawberry beer, deep-fried strawberries, strawberry nachos, strawberry tamales.
Have you guys been to the Strawberry Festival?
Yeah.
It's awesome.
I love the Strawberry Festival. I was wondering if she was going to mention the strawberry nachos. That's my favorite.
Oh, I haven't had the strawberry nachos. Is that like with strawberry salsa?
Oh, yeah. It's yummo. Yeah. Just trust me.
Okay. All right. We're trusting you. Well, for anybody that's just tuning in right now, you're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, and we're talking with Lisa Carey, and we're talking about that Strawberry Festival. I'm going to take caller number 7 right now at 805-419-0008. That's 805-419-0008 for your tickets to two tickets to the Strawberry Festival. I'm really excited to have you go out there. So, Lisa, what else are we going to find, and what about transportation and all that good stuff?
Yes, they can take the free shuttles. We have 7 convenient locations. And we've added a new one at the collection at River Park. And it's really easy. It's actually the preferred way to get to the festival because it omits traffic and you save $10 on parking. And it's really super easy because the buses have direct access into the festival site.
Okay. Well, it's going to be a great weekend, and hopefully the weather is amazing.
Yes. You know, we've got all of the gods aligned, and build it and they will come. Because it only happens one weekend a year, and it's just wonderful how it also gives back to the community. And that's what the founders have really been keyed in on from the very beginning.
And tell us a little bit about who it goes to.
Well, we have over 20 nonprofit food booths that receive 100% of their sales throughout the weekend. And that goes anywhere from the Buena Vista Music Boosters to the Roadrunner Soccer to Boys and Girls Club to Salvation Army, a multitude of them. So it could be a church, a new roof, or gear to go play in a tournament, or a bus to get there, or a new musical instrument. So it's all just feeding back into our local economy and basically to help people who need it the most.
There you go. It's a great cause, and I love when it's a win-win. There's so many great win-win things around right now. Where exactly do people go? Where is it located?
It's at 3250 South Rose Avenue, and it's at College Park, which is an amazing, beautiful park. It's been enhanced, and there's a lagoon, and the whole grounds have been refigurated, and there's arts and crafts along Rose Avenue, and it's just so much to see on 15 acres.
I love it. Well, thank you so much. Lisa Carey, Strawberry Festival, May 18th and 19th. And again, what time does it open?
10 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. both days.
And who's the band?
Oh, gosh. We have the Beatles tribute. We have Haley Kiyoko, who's local to Conejo Valley. She played an opening act with Justin Bieber. We've got Action Down, Tierra. Now, as many variety of music as there are strawberries.
Very cool. And you were going to mention one other thing. What was it?
Yes, we have a mobile app. So people can just go online to strawberry-fest.org and they can get access to it there, or they can text Barry to 93623.
Okay, for their tickets. And how much are tickets?
Tickets are $12 for adults and $5 for kids, and seniors are $8, and military is $8.
Very good. Very good. Great cause, Strawberry Festival, 30th anniversary. It is May 18th and 19th, and don't want to miss it. Definitely give me a call. In fact, I'll give away another set of tickets right now at 805-419-0008. That's 805-419-0008. We'll take caller number 8. And Lisa, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right.
Always a pleasure, Kim.
You got it. You have a great day. All right, we're going to take a really quick break, and when we come back, we're going to find out more about BNI with Sean and Linda McCarthy. Mm-hmm. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We'll be right back.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until, that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. ever give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Looking for a camp, a preschool, an orthodontist? Look no further than ParentClick.com, one-stop shop for families in Ventura County. You'll find everything for every age in the ParentClick directory. Looking for something to do this weekend? Check out our community calendar. How about a place for your teen to volunteer? Read Parent Chatter. Go to ParentClick.com and register for our weekly newsletter. ParentClick.com, the local family scene and city guide for Ventura County.
Grow your business by advertising in Ventura's only hometown newspaper, the Ventura Breeze, by reaching our highly target audience at affordable prices. Your ad will be read by thousands of residents, business owners, and visitors who are ready to become your customers. And mention KVTA to receive an upgrade to color for no additional cost. To be included in the next issue of the Ventura Breeze, contact us at advertising@venturabreeze.com or 653-0791.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you for all those calls. And remember, you know what, you do want to go and check out the Strawberry Festival. They got lots of stuff over there. It's kind of just, you know, you kind of keep, they're always adding something new. So, anyways, again, May 18th and 19th, and down there at the great location of the college. So, Linda and, Sean, you know, when I am at some of your organizations, people, you know, you kind of are on first name basis. You feel really comfortable. It seems a little easier than a regular business network. Is mm-hmm. that because do you make it to everybody's weekly things, or how does that work?
Yeah, we're in a regular rotation with our chapters. We visit our chapters every month or two, depending on our schedules and many other factors. So we always like to have regular touches. We want our members to know about us, our attitude, our mindset, and hopefully set a good example while we're out there.
What is your mindset? What is it that you guys believe in that makes it so successful?
Well, giver's gain is our corporate philosophy.
Giver's gain. Never heard that. Okay.
Giver's gain. So by giving to others, you'll receive. And another one of my favorite proverbs.
Kind of like tenfold. It comes back to you no matter what you do. Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Proverbs 11:25 says, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed."
I love it.
And so it's giver's gain. And it really, truly is a life philosophy. It's a way to handle your family and your business life as well. And so we encourage our members to be generous with each other and other-oriented, to be thinking about the others in the group. Because if we're going to be referral partners, then we need to be mindful during the week about our referral partners and listen for opportunities for each other and help create opportunities for each other, like I talked about earlier, the opening up of the doors. And there's a commitment there because this group of people is meant to be committed to each other. They're committing with swearing into our code of ethics. They're committing by adhering to our policies on attendance, on attitude.
So is there a monthly due that people pay, or how does that work out? Is it different levels, or?
Well, there's an annual fee that's the same for everybody across the United States, and that is $410 a year.
Okay.
That's an annual fee for this kind of marketing, and it pays for obviously the program, which we provide all the support, coaching wise and cheerleading wise, as well as we give them all of their materials. We do the marketing and promotion of the organization itself to help our members grow their networks, and then also we have a web presence, and we're connected to all BNI members around the world. So members, if they need a good dentist in Holland for a family member, or they're traveling, they're going to go to a BNI, our BNI central database system. They all have access to it to get hold of those people too and connect. So there's a lot of international connections that go on.
Yeah. Now, you know, so it's not just right here.
It's not just right here.
And I think that's interesting because you do, I mean, the world, as I've gotten, you know, to know more people, the world just keeps getting smaller and smaller. And I'm sure you realize that too. Mm-hmm. So what are some of the ways that you would coach a business that was just starting off?
Well, first of all, I let them know that
it's a hard road ahead, right?
Yeah, you better believe it. So yeah. You better, you know, suck it in and have some guts a little bit and have some faith, And definitely, I always kind of joke about this, but you need to have some marketing money and a marketing plan almost before you do anything else, because businesses will buy all their computers and their desks and all this stuff, and then they sit there, then they have no marketing budget to market through any medium.
So you talk about marketing budget. What do you think is the most important when you say that? What kind of money would you be talking about?
Well, and it doesn't even have to be much. For example, Sean and I, we belong to several professional organizations, and we might spend about $2,500 to $3,000 a year in our memberships for those organizations where we can go and put ourselves on display.
Now, what are some of those? Let's just...
Okay, the Chambers of Commerce. We do agree that they are a good benefit. We don't belong to them all, but we do agree that that's a good thing to do. Number one, it's a great way to give back to the business community. And the Chambers of Commerce support business through political pull and supporting activities that would hurt business or make business.
So would you say that that could be a win-win for you guys as a partnership and a BNI as well as...
You bet.
Okay.
Matter of fact, it's something we highly encourage our clients to belong to as an adjunct to us.
Okay.
Number one, to a place to practice your networking skills, but also to find connections as well, and then get a lot of great education.
You know, I just want to remind anybody that's just tuning in right now, you're listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim. I'm here with Tom Spence. We've got Sean and Linda McCarthy on. We're talking about networking. And if you have a business out there, you know, it's not, you, like you just said, you buy all the computers, you buy the storefront, or not, and you're ready, and now what, right? I mean, it's really about getting your name out there and honoring yourself as well as the people around you, and really getting a good name. I mean, that's really what it's all about, is really, you know, keeping your word. There's things that you have to do as a business person in order to keep face. Do you agree?
Well, we totally agree. I mean, we coach on that your PR, your public relations, is everything out in the business community. Again, people are going to do business with people they know, like, and trust, trustworthy people, and that's why we have a code of ethics in BNI that has some stuff like, you know, following up on referrals and promoting goodwill and trust and things like that. It's just, you have to understand it's not about your products and service, although that's important. You got to have a great product and service behind you, but your character is above that.
I like that.
It is. And your networking efforts are truly the only advertising medium where you can put your character on display. Although all kinds of print and verbal media like the radio and TV are important, and certain industries do better with those types of things. And you do need to do your research on what type of advertising mediums do well. But networking is for everyone, and networking is important to everyone because it's the only place you can put your character on display. We can't read about your character or see you move around on TV
and
Linda, know your character.
And Linda, it's about having good character, not being a character.
Well,
is that correct?
But although they're not mutually exclusive.
Yeah,
there you go. And, you know, and that's one of the things that, you know, I love that I am able to invite people on my show. Because I do say there's nobody going to sell you better than yourself, right? And so sometimes, you know, when you can come on and people can really see who you are, listen to your, you know, what your heart's saying, they're going to want to do business with you. Mm-hmm. Because people do business with people that they love and like, right?
They do. There just has to be that going on for really anything important or serious or productive to happen. It's kind of a business myth, is that people hide behind their products thinking they're great products or their great skills at doing a certain type of trade is going to bail out their poor character, which it will only carry you so far.
So you both go to different meetings to get your training, correct? And then you come back and he's rolling his eyes. Yes.
BNI International has extensive training for their directors. We have two yearly conferences that we attend every year. We have ongoing training. There's telebridges and seminars and workshops constantly. So we're constantly learning, which we pass on to all the members of the Ventura County BNI universe. Because I always say you got to keep learning to keep earning.
Right. Oh, I like that. Learning to earning. Okay.
Yeah. And speaking of that, we've put out 17 books as a company. I've been in two of them. They've been number one on Wall Street Journal's bestsellers list. And so we put out a lot of business books that are really incredible.
So let's give some tips. Some tips that, you know, if we were to come to your weekly meetings, what are we going? Tell us a little bit about what that would entail.
Well, the first thing you have to do is have a great positive attitude and smile and that kind of stuff. I think that's where you start. I'm all about having fun at the meetings. I truly believe that you can have fun and do a lot of business at the same time. So to me, having a great attitude, just like you would anywhere else, is the start to it.
I like that. I totally agree. I mean, if you're going to have fun, might as well be happy about it, right?
Come on. You know, people are looking at you and your attitude that you're happy to be alive, that you're happy to be in business, that you're happy to be in that room with those people and feeling honored about it. So that needs to exude out of your pores.
Now, how do you break up different people into each group? Is it one category for each? Talk about that.
BNI is made up of one person per profession in a chapter. Each chapter might have a real estate agent in it, but only one. And that's why we start new chapters, because we'll have waiting lists of professionals that we can't place in our existing chapters. So we'll start a new one with them as we gather some folks, some interested folks. But definitely it's meant to be exclusive business category-wise. So there's no conflict of interest in deciding between two real estate agents or two personal injury attorneys, you know, to refer business to in a group.
So if we're talking about Ventura County right now, so we've got Simi Valley. Mm-hmm. We've got Moorpark, Camarillo, Ventura.
Thousand Oaks,
okay. Mm-hmm.
And the Heritage Valley area.
Where's the Heritage?
That's Valley? Santa Paula and Fillmore area.
Okay.
We have a chapter out there.
Ah, okay. So how many times would somebody meet?
Well, each chapter has its own meeting place and location. So, for example, in the city of Ventura, I think we have five chapters.
Seven,
even better than I thought. Seven chapters. Each chapter has its own specific day and time it meets and place.
And do they have rules that they have to go with?
You better believe it, because nothing gets done without some kind of policy. And I always joke with people, I said, imagine what the freeway would be like without some kind of policy.
Ah.
So there's policy.
So what are some of the policies? Let's talk about that.
Well, policies are meant to keep things equal for everybody. Everybody is held to a certain standard. It's not a loosey-goosey relationship. This should never be. And that's probably one of the biggest myths around networking and networking referral groups is it's just a bunch of people just showing up. It's just so not. Not for it to be productive. I mean, something might happen when you put any group of adults, business adults, together, but you need to have some policy where everybody's held to the same standard, such as we have attendance policy, we have a code of ethics, we have policy for...
Wait, let's stop right there. So code of ethics, what is that?
That is six things that we have, like Sean mentioned earlier, build goodwill and trust, be truthful with members and their referrals, follow up on the referrals I receive, live up to the ethical standards of my profession. Those kinds of things we ask members to be involved
and if somebody,
with. Verbally and in print they sign.
Really? Mm-hmm. Wow. I love that. Now, have you had anybody ever not live up to that?
Yes.
And so you ask them to leave?
Every chapter has its own membership committee and leadership team. We coach them on how to make decisions around choosing members and also disciplining members if it comes to it, if they're letting down standards that would hurt the group as a whole and them professionally. We have a success of coaching for people that might be in a little trouble if they're, you know, crashing and burning, then we encourage groups to coach them and what they see them doing wrong that would hurt
this
them getting referrals.
This is serious business here. Mm-hmm.
Oh, you
know, I just
it.
Want to remind anybody that's just tuning in right now. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show every Saturday morning from 6 to 7 and then again from 2 to 3 on AM 1590 KVTA. And we're talking right now with Sean and Linda McCarthy. We're talking about networking because I really, you know, it's one of the things that I really think is so valuable to be in business, and that's why I always try to, you know, come around and stuff to different things. You want to try different things and try new people and meet new people, but it's all about integrity of really being who you are and
right.
And living up to what you believe in.
A couple things I'll share with you guys is, for example, when I refer business to another professional and I've spoken on their behalf to a potential client. I've given them a testimonial, tell them all about the person and their integrity and their quality of services. For me to do that, that's a huge risk to my reputation. So I will not do that lightly, and we coach people to not do that lightly. That's why BNI is set up to be an environment where you create long-term meaningful relationships with these people, where there's a huge trust level. And trust is either developed or not, and that's up to my clients. I can't make that happen for them. They have to understand that part of it, is that for them to create, we're going to coach you and give you the environment, and then you need to take it places.
Now, how many times is it once a week that they would meet for that meeting?
Yes.
Yeah, our chapters meet on a weekly basis, so they have the same meeting time and day every week. So that's it's a regular weekly committed meeting. And that's why we have attendance policies, because being in the room is everything. This is face-to-face, belly-to-belly networking, so you need to be in the room to make it happen. If you're not there, not much is going to happen. So that's part of the program.
Do people, you know, the other members say, you know, Sam, you're just, I have to be honest with you, I just think that you're not following, you know, you could be more successful if you followed this direction. Is that something that would happen in there?
It very much does. Is it rare? A lot of that, I think it's rare in a major way. That's not like a constant occurrence, but it is something that's always being mindful of. Members need to be mindful of, and the leaders of the group need to be mindful of. And the heart behind that is that we want you to win. So if members observe other members doing things that will hurt them in business or hurt their business reputation, we don't want that for them. We'd like to, when you really love someone, we joke about this in our trainings, we call it the zipper down. When you love someone, you'll tell them that their zipper is down.
I like that a
okay?
lot.
And
You're
if
right.
you don't, that's mean.
That's mean.
The ultimate meanness would be to not say anything and let someone continue to crash and burn. And in an analogy, yeah, walk around with their pants unzipped. Mm-hmm. You know, terrorizing people.
Right.
You know, so we joke about that, but that's a great analogy for thinking about, you know, why that's important to give each other feedback and to really be real with each other. And then also, we coach our clients to receive that information with grace and understand that the person really has their best interest at heart.
Right, exactly. Now, let's, you know, let's talk about some definite networking tips that I think my listeners will be really excited to learn if they have a business right now that that they would be able to use.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there's so many that we could talk about. Linda and I do a lot of keynote speeches out in the community on just general networking things. But there's a lot of things you need to know when you're going to a networking event. There is a lot of etiquette involved. And it starts with wearing a name badge, having business cards, and carrying a pin around with you. Those are three physical tools that you need to start off to going to any networking event, so you're prepared, you have your hands free, and you're ready to mix and mingle.
Also, one of the things we coach people on is being on time.
Yeah.
We just see too many people crash and burn with being late. And where I came from corporate selling. And I had appointments with some really big mucky mucks at big corporations. If I was going to be late to an appointment that, I didn't even bother going in. Because, number one, I would just call in and say, I'm not making it. Because the person probably wouldn't have anything to do with me anyway. Because when you're late, you've built this mountain and wall in front of you that you have to get over. Not the client. You have to get over with your – you have to be very talented, very suave, very – whatever, to turn that person around, because you've already built a wall there.
And you've already said that yeah. your time isn't, their
and
time
I,
isn't valuable.
Isn't valuable.
And I told somebody the other day, running late is not exercise. So.
Right. Okay.
And
that.
But there's a, and the other thing about networking events is always be other directed, is ask people about their business and let them talk to you. So you can ask people, how long have you been in business? What's the biggest challenge of your business? And many, many other questions that you can ask. I love open-ended questions like that, just to get the people talking and have a genuine interest in what they are saying back to you. And be a great listener. That's a great networking skill to learn, is you have to be a great listener. That way you can help people.
I truly agree. Mm-hmm. Now, what is on the highest level of tools? What would be the highest tool, the best tool that somebody would need to do?
Well, I'm talking about going back to on time. I'm not kidding about that. And then also the way you look. be very mindful of that because
put together. And that's where I, you know.
Well, it's not even so much. Just you need to be neat and clean, dressed. You know, I always joke with people. I said, here's what you need to look like. You need to look like you're getting, when you're getting ready for the event, think about if I was getting ready for my biggest opportunity for a business opportunity, what would I put on? If I had a big meeting with a potential client that was one of the biggest opportunities of my life, what would I put on? And that's where you need to dress, because truly business is, although people like to think so, it truly isn't that casual. If you do something for a living that wears a uniform, do wear your uniform. And I highly recommend that. But look sharp.
And see, being and a hair therapist, I really believe, you know, dress for success, right? Yeah. I mean, that's really what
it's
all about.
It truly is. People judge, and I hate to say that, but it's just what we are as human beings, and you can't get around it. You're going to have to play the game to a certain extent.
So let's talk really quick about playing the game. What is the game? Mm. I mean, you know, if you're saying be honest, you know, being mindful, all those different things, then how is that a game? Because really, you want to be, you know, have true integrity and really, right?
It starts out as a game. Because all we can do now, and it's really true about those first impressions. I mean, we do, you again, like being on time, if or how you dress or how you're looking, acting, smelling is can create walls that you're having to get over. And you may not even be mindful of them, but you're creating walls with people. So don't do that to yourself. Playing the game is making great first impressions, you know, getting them interested in you. And we all have to play a little game. It doesn't necessarily mean be phony.
I call it fake it till you make it.
Yeah, kind of, sort of. A little bit of that going on. And you kind of have to. We all have to do that. It's just like kind of like we were talking about dating earlier.
Right.
Well, same thing.
You know what? You're absolutely right. That really, you're absolutely right. I mean, you have to, in order to somebody to want to even take a look at your business or to want to invite you to something, they have to be attracted to what you do.
Sure.
You bet. And how you're acting, how you're looking is where it starts. And then as we get to know you and interact with you more frequently at more events or appointed events or appointments that you and I set up, then we'll get to know more about each other's character. And it won't be so much the first impression anymore. Now I really know what you're all about. But to be attractive and to get people drawn to you, you have to play the game a little bit. You have to understand the importance of that. And don't be thinking you're all that in a bag of chips and I can just be any old jerk or dress any old way and still have people attracted to me.
I like it. You know, we're going to take another really quick break. And when we come back, we'll kind of wrap this up and finish up with some really amazing tips. I'd love to give out, since it's all about strawberries today, we'll give out another set of strawberry tickets at 805-419-0008. That's 805-419-0008. We'll take caller number 5. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We'll be right back.
All your personal services, choose Forever Bella Skin and Tanning Spa, located in Westlake. Forever Bella offers tanning in a clean, spa-like environment with the latest in high-end, high-pressure tanning beds. Choose from the Power Tower stand-up tanning bed or the Sunboard UVA bronzing bed, or get the best of both in the Jet Power combo unit. You will also love the VersaSpa automated airbrush tanning system that hydrates your skin, never streaks, and dries you completely before you leave. Or get a custom airbrush tan by one of the highly trained specialists. There are never any contracts for Forever Bella. Stacy, the owner and licensed esthetician, offers body waxing and eyebrow shaping, also custom rejuvenating facials. Forever Bella sells only the best skincare products. Sonia Dakar and Yanka of Paris. Forever Bella also offers a wide variety of tanning lotions, accelerators, and bronzers, in addition to products by Tweezman. Give them a call today for an appointment. 805-496-0786. Mention Kim Pagano Show and receive 50% off the second service. That's 805-496-0786.
Are you not feeling your best or want to improve your health? Tired of going to a traditional doctor? Roland Reif of Natural Health Care Center, located in Thousand Oaks, has a different approach. Instead of masking the pain with medications, eliminate the pain. Roland is on the American Board of Anti-Aging Health Practitioners and focuses on your overall goal. With more than 20 years of experience in Eastern medicine, combining herbalology, Roland has been practicing acupuncture and Chinese since 1990. He incorporates his extensive knowledge of Western orthopedic. Let Roland help you learn how you can eliminate your condition and achieve optimal health and well-being. Call Roland, 805-497-4074. That's 805-497-4074.
It's the most sought-after ticket of the year. It buys you an all-inclusive, mouth-watering afternoon of fun. And it's all for a great cause. It's your admission to the Casa Pacifica Angels 20th Anniversary Wine and Food Festival. Tickets are on sale now for this celebration of food and drink on Sunday afternoon, June 2nd, on the campus of CSU Channel Islands. You can't possibly sample all the wines, beers, and delicious offerings from the over 100 vintners and 50 brewers or over 85 restaurants, caterers, bakeries, and specialty shops, but you and your friends will want to try. And just when you think you've had your fill, the music starts and you can dance the rest of the afternoon. Yes, the Casa Pacifica Angels Wine and Food Festival is that much fun. Tickets sell out every year, so buy yours today at CasaPacifica.org. That's CasaPacifica.org. Hosted by Zarley and Van Heusen. Families with Entertainment, sponsored by The Patio at Players Casino and VIP Lounge, presented by Wells Fargo, sponsored in part by Gold Coast Broadcasting.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. And I just want to, you know, give a little shout out to a couple of my sponsors that I really want to stand behind. One is Dr. Curtis Perry. His practice is a Sculpted You, and it's all about plastic surgery, but he does a really natural job, and it's something I really never thought about that, but after talking with him, I think that, you know, there's definitely some reasons why you would might want to do that. Also, I want to do a shout out for Stronghold School here in Ventura and on Palma Drive. And if your children are having a hard time in traditional school, check out Stronghold School, where they believe that no child is broken and every child has a right. Call them at 805-701-2999. And definitely, you know, sometimes we need that little bit of change there. Right now we're talking with Sean and Linda McCarthy, and thank you so much for joining me here on my show.
Oh, it's awesome. Thank you for having us.
It's really fun because you guys, one, you always represent so happy and positive, which I love that. And I really wanted to learn a little bit more about your business, and BNI is what we're talking about. We're talking about networking, and we're talking about, you know, all of our businesses, we need to network. I mean, even in our personal lives as parents, as, you know, families, we need to network. But it's all about really surrounding yourself with the right kind of people. And I think that that's a big thing. And so the people that I've met through your organization have been really positive. And so I think you're doing a great job. Tell us some, we're talking, you had talked about one more tip that we really wanted to talk about.
Okay. Well, one of our philosophies is has to do with, as an analogy, of two trees, and there's the oak tree and the eucalyptus tree. Eucalyptus trees, they always blow over in the wind, and you see that all the time, and you wonder why, is because they can get very, very tall, and they're skinny trees, they're big and tall things, but they spread out their roots really wide, but don't go very deep. So they can't weather the storm.
Okay.
The storm hits and they're over. They're done. Because
okay.
They have nothing to anchor with.
Right.
Now, oak trees, like our two trees up on the hills,
right,
that we always talk about, two trees, is those are oak trees. And those have been there for who knows how long, maybe centuries, because they're oak trees go straight down. They don't go in a huge wide circle around the tree. They go practically straight down. Very, very deep and very, very solid.
So they're a little more centered.
They're
right?
centered, and solid. When the winds hit, they are okay. So in there. That's why two trees have been there for like ever. And how that relates to networking is when you try to spread your network too thin, too wide, it is not as solid. You can have about 40 to 50 people in your back pocket carrying around your business cards, being sold out for you and you for them, and you will be so busy
wow.
for the rest of your career.
I love it. I love your stories. I love what you guys represent. How do people get in touch with you?
Well, you can give us a call at area code 805-850-0157 or check out our website, bni-vc for Ventura County.com, bni-vc.com.
I love it. Well, I want to wish you and all of my listeners a happy Mother's Day. I want to wish my mom and my mother-in-law and my stepmom a happy Mother's Day, because you know what? Without all of them, I mean, that's kind of who we've led from, right? And what we've been taught.
Yeah.
And we didn't get a chance to talk about your play that you were in, but or your movie. Yeah. But I'm going to have you back because there's so much more. I hope that you guys are going to be in my life because I love what you represent. I want to thank all of my listeners for being a part of our show today. And again, I always end all of my shows with a thought for the day. And today's is always keep company with people who uplift you, whose presence calls forth your best. And I think that's really like what we're talking about.
Yeah.
So with that, you've been listening to the Kim Pagano Show. Again, if you've missed any part of this show, go on to KimPaganoShow.com and listen there. Also, Facebook my show, Kim Pagano Show, and become a friend. I love to hear what's going on in our community and all around. And we not only have local guests, but guests from all over the world that add value every day in every way. You've been listening to the Kim Pagano Show. Have a great weekend, and I'll talk to you next week.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Stronghold Schools is an alternative learning program in Ventura for any parent whose child is not doing well or absolutely thriving in the current educational system that they're in. Stronghold is a way for that child to excel in every aspect of their life, whether it's academically, behaviorally, and overcome any challenge that they find themselves in. You can find us at Stronghold School Systems in Ventura, 805-830-5850, or visit us at our website, strongholdschools.com. Our motto at Stronghold Schools is that absolutely no child is broken, and they have the God-given right to overcome any challenge and any obstacle they find themselves confronted with, and our students do.
Grow your business by advertising in Ventura's only hometown newspaper, the Ventura Breeze, by reaching our highly targeted audience at affordable prices. Your ad will be read by thousands of residents, business owners, and visitors who are ready to become your customers. And mention KVTA to receive an upgrade to color for no additional cost. To be included in the next issue of the Ventura Breeze, contact us at advertising@venturabreeze.com or 653-0791.